So we had to be learning together Sha'arei Ora's Sephardic Tshuva of the week. There's a question that came up at Sha'arei Ora. One of the members of the Kehillah left a wine that was uncovered, and he overnight and the next morning, he wanted to know, do you have to throw it out or could he still drink it? Now, I was very, very pleased with this question because it's showing that people are becoming much more halakhically aware. And I think that part of it is because the increase that's clearly going on in the Kehillah in Limud Torah. A lot of people are involved with Halakha Yomit, a lot of people learning in the Mishnah Yomit. And therefore, people are asking much more sophisticated questions, which is very, very good. Most people are not even aware of this halacha, this is called Mayim Megulim, or it's quoting the Shulchan Aruch in Yoreh De'ah, Siman Kuf Tet Zayin, Mashkim Shinit Kalu. If you have uncovered drinks, Chachamim, Asrum Chachamim, the Chachamim said that this is Asur. We find this all over Shas. We find this in the Mishnah, in Masechet Terumot, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. We find the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Chulin, Mayim Megulim. And why did Chazal say that uncovered liquids are Asur? Because we're concerned, Shema Shatan Nachash Mehem, maybe a snake drank from them and put some poison in there, and it would be dangerous to drink it. And so now the Rambam quotes this halacha l'maaseh. Does this mean we should still follow it? Halacha l'maaseh. So the Shulchan Aruch, however, rules in accordance with Tosfot. Tosfot say, and this is the Torah as well. Tosfot quotes this Torah quotes this here in the Siman Kuf Tet Zayin from Tosfot in Masechet Avodah Zarah. Daf Lamed Hey, and the Rashba writes this as well in the Torah HaBayit, that today, since we do not have snakes that are Baruch Hashem, that are common amongst our homes, so we don't have to worry about Mayim Megulim as much, and therefore it would be Mutar. Now, one will ask, well, what's going on? Since when do we say this? Since when do we say, well, the halakha no longer applies because the circumstances no longer are relevant, because the circumstances have changed. We don't say that necessarily. For example, Yom Tov Sheni. Why do we observe Yom Tov Sheni? Because it's a safek. We're not sure of the date. We certainly know the date, and yet we're still observing Yom Tov Sheni. There's a famous Gemara Masechos Beitzah in the first perek. We had it not so long ago in the Daf Yomi of a Davar Shebinyan. Once it's Asur, you need a formal declaration to make a mutar, even though the reason no longer applies. Classic example the Gemara gives is Har Sinai, that we had to be Mugbal, we had to be separated from Har Sinai. We couldn't come near Har Sinai because of Hashem's appearance at Har Sinai. Now, once Mamad Har Sinai had concluded, the reason for not touching Har Sinai should no longer apply. Nonetheless, Hashem said, "Bimsho chayavel hema yalu vahar." Hashem had to explicitly say that once Mamad Har Sinai is over, signaled by the shofar, signaling that it's ending, then we're permitted to touch Har Sinai. Now, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to formally permit touching Har Sinai after Mamad Har Sinai was over? Well, why don't you just say that it's the whole reason doesn't apply for the prohibition? It's no longer relevant once Har Sinai is over, and the prohibition should just disappear by itself. The answer is, what do you see from here? You see from here that even though the reason for the mitzvah no longer applies, the mitzvah, the prohibition, still applies, even if its reason no longer applies, and you need minyan acher la'atiro, you need a formal declaration declaring that it is mutar. So we have this in other situations, medicine on Shabbat. It's still asur to take medicine on Shabbat, even though the reason for taking medicine on Shabbat, the concern that maybe you come to grind medicine, doesn't really apply in the modern age. Nonetheless, the Yakut Yosef Shemar Shabbat Kilchata, they all say that the prohibition still applies. Why is this different? So the Mefarshim here explain it's a different story. Look in the Taz, in the Vilna Gaon, in the Biur Hagra, they all explain it as follows. That this rule doesn't apply here, because the whole gezeira, the whole decree that was made in the first place, was only in a place where there was concern for a snake drinking the wine. What's the best proof? The fact is, you see in this Gemara itself, it said that you don't have to worry about mayim megulim with yain mevushal, with cooked wine. So you see because the snake's not going to drink the cooked wine for whatever reason. So, but you see where the concern of snakes no longer apply. Chazal's gezerah, their decree was not relevant. And so for us, all our liquids are like yain mevushal. Since it was, in the words of the Vilna Gaon, lo ne'asar legamri, it's not completely prohibited, therefore it is mutar. Now, the Pitchei Tshuva, those quotes from the Shla, who says, Shomer nafsho yuchak mizeh, and they said the Vilna Gaon was very careful about this matter, but that's not what he writes here in the Biur HaGra, and that's not the mainstream practice. Yaku Yosef says permits it. And so we are mekel about mayim megulim. Wishing everybody a great day with much bracha, and wishing everybody a great week with much bracha and much bri'ut.